Madam Chairman, Your Excellencies, distinguished ladies and gentlemen, first I bring the felicitations of the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Umaru Musa Yar'Adua, and the good people of Nigeria. I would also like to congratulate Dr. Diouf and the management and staff of the FAO for the successful hosting of the summit. Even though I have a formal address, I will just submit it for the record to save time, and I will take just about 3 or 4 key issues in the address. First of all, I would like to emphasize the point about South-South cooperation. As championed by President Lula of Brazil and ably amplified by the President of Guyana. Yes, let us appeal to the moral conscience of the electorates of the developed countries. But more importantly, and more critical, I think, is that we have to appeal to their pockets. We have to appeal to their pecuniary interests and instincts, to their desire to make money, to their desire to make a profit. Therefore, our focus should be more on trade and business transactions rather than aid. Many of our food security needs can be packaged into commercial bankable proposals, both for South-South cooperation as well as for other developed countries' entrepreneurs. Brazil, for example, in its meeting with the African countries, is not selling only technical expertise through their Embrapa initiative, but also tractors and other agri equipment. Brazil and India have recorded remarkable breakthroughs in the Doha trade negotiations. They can be the spearhead of a South-South cooperation on general and specific issues in the Doha round of the trade talks. In Nigeria, we are practicing what we preach through the Comprehensive Agricultural Development Program. We are recasting the whole issue of food security in commercial terms, both in the case of small-scale traditional agriculture, we are focusing on the granting, provision of credit, and other critical inputs to support the smallholder farmers and make their operations more viable. We are also articulating large-scale commercial agriculture, and in this respect, we are looking for partners, both in the South-South as well as from the developed countries. For example, the federal government has designed the Strategic Commodity Development Partnership Program as a key component of our food security strategy. The government is also establishing agro-industrial centers that will utilize Nigeria's Idle River Basin assets, creating a new generation of young, educated farmers through the promotion of agriculture as an entrepreneurial activity, not just subsistence, raising rural incomes through direct employment and improving rural economic empowerment through the agro-industrial centers, leveraging on outgrower schemes by the smallholder farmers. The program is planned to be realized through private sector, both foreign and domestic ownership and management of the primarily upstream agro-industrial centers that will effectively create downstream opportunities for investors interested in the agro-input and services sector. The government has identified for each agro-industrial center specific strategic commodities with comparative advantage. The goal of each agro-industrial center is to produce a steady annual surplus of its specific commodities for export and domestic consumption using the available irrigation facilities in relation to national needs. Each of the agro-industrial centers is expected to have at least 2,000 hectares of dedicated farmland on a 25-year lease agreement, 1 million hectares of outgrower capacity, strategic value chain infrastructural facilities, one-stop shops for agro-inputs, storage, medium-sized processing facilities, research and development facilities, and irrigation facilities. There will also be provision for residential extension service providers in each complex to provide the linkage with the outgrower schemes. To ensure uninterrupted production all year round, each of the 20 agro-industrial centers will have a minimum reservoir retention of 200 million cubic meters of water that could be used for both irrigation and hydropower generation. Each center will be directly linked with agro-conditioning centers linked to air transportation, silo complexes which are linked to sea transportation, and agro-export handling and conditioning centers. The government will also provide fiscal incentives to potential investors in the form of grants from the Special Agricultural Intervention Fund of up to 40% of the construction cost for each agro-industrial center. Low-interest loans from the Commercial Agricultural Credit Scheme Fund and guaranteed minimum price. Because of the commercial nature of this, we are already seeing great interest being expressed by a number of investors from both the developed and the developing countries. Countries like China, a number of countries in the Middle East, Europe, and Brazil have all indicated interest. Therefore, Madam Chair, if anyone is interested in this, we can discuss further details. I would like, finally, to use the opportunity of this summit to draw the attention of the international community to the tragedy represented by the shrinking Lake Chad. If anybody is looking for evidence of global warming, if you don't believe it, come to the Lake Chad area. This lake has shrunk by more than 90% over the last 40 years. The impact of the shrinkage has affected over 30 million people in Nigeria, Cameroon, Chad, and Niger, most especially the farmers, pastoralists, fishermen that depend on the lake for agriculture and other uses. To reverse the tragic disappearance of Lake Chad, a mitigating project aimed at transferring water from the Ubangi River in Central African Republic to the Lake Chad is being proposed. This is where we need the support of the international community. Nigeria believes that this is a vital component of the region's strategy, not only for food security, but also for fresh water supply, animal husbandry, and transportation. Once again, Madam Chair, my delegation wishes to commend the Director General and the staff of the FAO for the excellent organization of this summit. I thank you very much for your attention.